to be with you in worship this morning, grateful to be able to celebrate Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, grateful to be able to celebrate 30 years of ministry, six of them with you here. And I figured out how Jeanette got the other 12. 7 years of teaching plus the 4 and 5 years we were at the seminary. Comes up to 12, so at least that's my story and I'm sticking to it. Helping my wife out. But grateful to choir, musicians, because I've had a song, an earworm in my ear all week, and you have driven it out, thank the Lord. But we should say it one time, right? You can help me finish the sentence. Let's go blues. And what an outpouring of blues yesterday. Our text for this morning probably doesn't have that much to do with the blues yesterday, but the parade yesterday, I could not help but think that probably the only greater parade that you would want to be at would be Palm Sunday. You know, the Messiah coming into Jerusalem to save the world. You would have thought, perhaps, that's what was happening yesterday in all of downtown St. Louis. In honor of Father's Day today, and also because it is Holy Trinity Sunday, and as Debbie said, we kind of focus on Father, and as we focus on Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, I want to share my Father's Day wardrobe with you, okay? I will be wearing this to my son-in-law's house later this afternoon because it says, Dads know a lot, but grandpas know everything. Grandpas know everything. And there's a reason why we can sort of make that claim that we know everything is because we have wisdom. And wisdom is simply experience over time. You could say mistakes over time. So if you've got more years under your belt, you've had more opportunity for mistakes, and therefore you've had an opportunity to acquire more wisdom. As we come to this text this morning, Friday night we were enjoying the pre-humidity weather that we've got this morning. Those beautiful days that we were having, just sitting on the patio, and having a beverage with some friends, and we were talking. And the comment was made, how rare this is. And in my mind, I've got the sermon title, Say the Words, Father. In my mind, I've got the words that Peter is speaking in the message that he brings to Jerusalem on that Pentecost day. So let everyone in Israel know for certain that God has made this Jesus whom you crucified to be both Lord and Messiah. I've got these words in my mind. Jesus was hidden from them and left the temple after he said, let me tell you the truth, before Abraham was even born, I am. These words that are so important to us. And the comment had to do with how rare it was for people just to have some time to sit down and do what we were doing. And actually, we referenced an article that you put out, just shared with us this past week, that has to do with the challenges of youth ministry and saying the words. Planting the seed, getting the word out there. And the author's a youth worker, and he was talking about the difference between when he was in youth group and now that he leads youth. The difference between in his early years of leading youth and the years now, the challenges of leading youth now. And he said, when I was a kid, man, I would kill to go to Wednesday night. Whenever the youth would gather together, I wanted to go bowling, I wanted to go skating, I wanted to be there because that's where my social life took place. And his comment was that thanks to those things that we carry around in our pockets, our kids carry around in their pockets and backpacks, thanks to social media, that's not why youth come anymore. And he was trying to describe for us that perhaps have to look at this at a distance or even work with it very up close, why it is that we might not be seeing so many kids gathering at these events because they don't need them. They don't need that social aspect. They don't speak words to one another face to face. It's all done here. In fact, a comic yesterday morning, Sally Forth. Sally and the family are getting ready to go camping. And their middle schooler, Hillary, finds out that in the campground there's no Wi-Fi. Oh my goodness, you thought she was dying. And Sally tries to prep her and let her know it's not as bad as she thinks and that there's value to face-to-face communication. Because with face-to-face communication, you've got inflection. You've got people like me that talk with their hands a little bit. You've got gestures. You've got inflection and all those kinds of things, facial expressions that help convey what it is being talked about. Well, she wasn't buying any of it, was Hillary. And Sally was in a danger zone. Speaking those words to her daughter, perhaps like you as parents have had to speak them to your children. Perhaps like Peter has to speak these words to people today. As Jesus speaks these words, I tell you the truth, before Abraham was even born, I am, there's a real danger there. And the danger is that Sally was going to end up being, and maybe you and I end up being, not the parents that our kids want. My dad wasn't. Dad wasn't the dad I wanted. Mom wasn't the mom I wanted. Because they said no. They said no to the things that I wanted to do. They said no to the things that I thought were so important. They said yes, do this, the things that I didn't really want to do. They weren't the parents I wanted. Jesus comes along in this gospel for this morning. And if you take some time to read around this in John chapter 8, there are a lot of words that are being spoken. Jesus is saying words, and they're hard words for people to hear. Peter, in this sermon on Pentecost, is saying words that people don't want to hear. Parents end up saying words that our kids don't want to hear, and we end up being perhaps not the parents that our kids want, but I will tell you that my parents were the parents that I needed. They were the ones that I needed to provide me with the shelter that I probably took for granted, the food that I took for granted, the love that I took for granted, maybe even the blessing that I took for granted. The blessing of Dad and Mom. They had gone to a neighboring church one night, and different pastor than our pastor, and for some whatever reason it was, he came up to me the next day as we were doing chores or whatever it was, and says, "You know, David, I can see you up there." That was a blessing. That was a launch pad. That was a gate opening for this particular pastor. Parents, say the words. Say the words that your children need to hear. Jesus said the words, and Peter said the words. Jesus was up against a sin problem. He says to these folks, "I tell you the truth, before Abraham was even born, I am." At that point, they wanted to pick up rocks and stone him. Why? Because the words that he was saying were not the words that they wanted to hear. The words that he was saying were revealing him as the kind of Messiah that they were not expecting. In fact, they didn't even want that kind of Messiah. "You're not the Messiah we want. In fact, we so do not want you that we are willing to stone you." And it is significant that he says, "Before Abraham was born, I am." See, that's the Yahweh word. That's the Lord word. But they couldn't receive that. They still could not receive it that they wanted to put him to death. And then there's an interesting action that takes place here. Jesus was hidden from them and left the temple. We pick up Jesus again on this Pentecost when Peter is speaking the words. Peter is speaking the words of the one who left that temple to show up on a cross, to rise from a tomb for the sins of the whole world. He's speaking of Jesus. And in this Acts chapter 2 lesson, which is spread out over several Sundays of the church year, we come to this point in these words of Peter. Peter says these words after he has told them about the Messiah. He says, "So let everyone in Israel know for certain that God has made this Jesus, whom you crucified, to be both Lord." That's the I am word. That's the Yahweh word. "And Messiah." To be the one that God promised. To be the one that you were looking for. And you were successful this time. You killed him. But what is happening on this day picks up next week in this lesson, and I want to fast forward to that, because otherwise you end up with a gospel that doesn't sound too gospel-like, that you killed the one who is Lord and Messiah. And this will pick up next week with these words that have to speak of Jesus. Peter said, when they were cut to the quick, they were wondering what to do, they have no hope. He says, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Jesus, gift of the Father. Jesus ascends into heaven. Jesus returns again to another temple, and this time the temple is you, as he indwells you. And this promise is for you and your children, and for all who are far off, perhaps even as far as 505 South Kirkwood, on this particular Sunday morning, this month of June 2019. Everyone whom the Lord our God calls to himself. These are the words that Peter speaks. These are the words that surround them, the various ways that we are able to plant a seed that tells people that God loves them. These are the words that you and I have to speak. Claire and I, my granddaughter, have a little game. We haven't played it lately. She's 3.5 now, but when she was 2.5, this was kind of our little game that we would play. And it went kind of like this. And I would say to her, Claire, does Daddy love you? She said, yes. Does Mommy love you? Yes. Does Grandma love you? Yes. Does Grandpa love you? No. And then the impish little smile that came to her face. Well, gradually the game came around to, does Daddy love you? Yes. Does Mommy love you? Yes. Does Grandma love you? Yes. Does Grandpa love you? Yes. Does Jesus love you? No. Oh, shocker for Grandpa Pastor, right? But over time, it comes yes. Does Jesus love you? Yes. We call the game Say the Words. Because when we would get together, and she would see Grandpa somewhere during the course of the day or the afternoon or whatever, she would say to me, Say the Words, Grandpa. And at first I was going, what are you talking about, sweetie? Say the Words. Oh, say the words. Does Daddy love you? Does Mommy love you? Yeah, say the words. Brothers and sisters, say the words. Say the words that this world that you were talking about at the beginning of service needs to hear. As wonderful as those words, Let's Go Blues were, there's some words way beyond that that people need to hear. And wouldn't it be wonderful if those words, the words that have to do with God loves us, wouldn't it be so wonderful if those words tripped off our lips as easily as the words, Let's Go Blues? Because that was a wonderful day, a wonderful celebration. The overflow, the aftershock is going to be with us for a while, but the eternity, the eternal nature of the words, God loves you. His Holy Spirit indwells you. His Son loves you to death. The Father had this perfect plan that he unfolded for you. Those are the words that need to be heard. Those are the seeds that need to be sown. So I'm going to have you practice with me this morning. Let's play the game. People, I'll say the words. You just have to say yes. Does the Holy Spirit love you?
Yes.
Does Jesus love you?
Yes.
Does the Father love you?
Yes.
In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, would you please rise and praise that Holy